97 FM Eastside Radio.
You might recognise that tune. I hope you do, because if you don't, you have missed out on one of the best programmes this studio has ever produced. However, I did mention to you earlier on that Eastside Radio is, as you know, one of around about 500 community-based radio stations throughout Australia. And it's a very proud member of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, CBAA. Community radio reaches around about 5 million listeners every week and offers traditionally tailored content that mainstream media doesn't cover. This year's prestigious Community Broadcasting Association Awards were made during the CBAA conference, which was held a couple of weeks ago up in Brisbane, and they marked the 50th anniversary of both the CBAA's formation and the birth of community broadcasting in Australia. There were around about 300 entries across 20 categories submitted, and the award for the Best New Program was presented to Rob Margenberg and Michael Fisher for the brilliant series The Intersection, which aired on Eastside Radio and which is still available online as a podcast. And that music that you just heard is from it. But more interestingly, Rob Margenberg and Michael Fisher join me in the studio right now. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Thank you, Alan. Welcome. Great to be here as always.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And a huge congratulations on winning the Top Gong. We here at Eastside Radio are all very proud of you, and I've been asked to pass on the... I've been asked to pass on to you... Not that.
Not that. Measure my seat, what is it?
it's just some, just a celebration from the fellas earlier on when the news broke that you guys had won the award. They couldn't contain themselves.
Nice to be loved.
Nice to be loved, indeed. Tell us the story about the nomination of your award.
Don't know, really. We were just asked to provide.
Yeah, I mean, Tony, the station manager, mentioned to us, we didn't know about these awards, that there's an annual award for different categories from the CBAA, and he encouraged us or helped us shape a submission we put in. So you basically, you know, there's a document you have to write which kind of outlines what the show's about, the themes and what you did, et cetera, which is kind of a standardized thing which you do. And then you have to submit like an audio sampler of it. We had six episodes, and I think we went for 90 minutes on air, so it's quite a lot of time. So Michael and I, you know, had to try and, you know, cherry pick some good moments that gave a feeling for...
Well, that wouldn't have been terribly hard.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of content, and you've got to... What are we trying to communicate? We wanted to communicate the breadth of the issues that we covered, the types of music that we covered, the historical characters, but also some of the production elements, like the use of acting and use of archives and all those types of things, as well as Michael's mellifluous voice.
Absolutely.
Which came through.
Also, we were broadcast over the Community Broadcasting Network over the summer on... I can't remember how many stations, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
Well, they took it for very good reason. Take us back, not to the beginning of the, not to the CBAA awards, but to the creation of the series itself. Why did you create it? Under what circumstances did you create it? And so on.
Just a general interest of history and music, and the intersection, excuse the pun, of those two things. That's always been in my head for many years. That it's maybe not been done as often as it should be. That was just the concept we had, probably at first thinking more in podcast terms, until hitting the problem that really if you're playing music, you really do need radio. So we had history with Eastside, so it was a natural fit.
Yeah, we started here 40 years ago when the station started as teenagers.
But you're less than 40 years old.
Well, yeah. Well, so I don't know how the maths works. But we're also interested in producing something, you know, where you could combine music with narrative, have a really immersive experience rather than just playing a record and telling a tale about that record. We wanted to look at the themes behind, you know, how did we get to where we are today with our politics, with our society, culture. And Michael's got an incredible knowledge of particularly Australian music history, and so it was really tapping into that and a lot of books and historians and things along the way as well.
But also looking at just various aspects of Australian history. So, for instance, we can be aware of the White Australia policy early in the 20th century, but then think, okay, how did that affect music? So concepts like that.
Listening to a series or just an episode is one thing, but creating it is another. Now, they went for 90 minutes each. How long would it have taken you from beginning to end to produce a 90-minute segment?
Well, that's a trade secret. I'm going to tell you, because if it emerged how long it actually took, as people would think.
In truth, the component of the episode that ended up on Eastside Podcast at the moment is probably only 40 to 45 minutes long. So for the 90 minutes on air, we certainly had to find like-minded themes, frankly.
Because to put a show together and acknowledging that you're not going to tell me how long it took, but I mean the background.
We're just embarrassed about.
Yeah, we're embarrassed about it. I mean, because it took so long.
But the spade work must have been enormous. You had to come up with the storyline to start with. Then you had to get the music. Then you had to get the talent to support the story, and then get them into a studio or something and interview them.
Yeah, and then the real hard part of overdubbing and saying, no, that bit wasn't good enough, let's go back and do that again. So
And then fast forward all the way to CBAA when the reverse is the case and you go back in and have to chop everything back out of you.
Yeah, exactly. But
kill your darlings.
We are working on a second series of The Intersection next year.
Yeah, we're going to get
I know we are, but one thing, it will be done a lot quicker.
I just want to point out that we love doing it. Like it's like any I think Clive James said that happiness is a byproduct of absorption, and Michael and I mean I love the whole area of kind of production and audio kind of soundscapes and also I'm fascinated by the stories and also music. So both of us, it was kind of like it was in our both a full time job, so it was in our spare time. But
yeah, well, that's right. So it would have taken you many, many years to put it together.
Is not that many years.
Of course,
you're going too far. I'm
trying to squeeze an answer out of you. It's
clearly highballing or lowballing.
Clearly, it's
not going to fall for that one.
It's not working quite clearly. But audiences did become actually addicted. People would run to the radio and tune on to Eastside Radio because they knew it was coming on. What do you think it was that attracted them? Was it the mellifluous voice that you referred to?
Think it would be that.
I'm sure it's one element of it.
Hopefully of course, we wish there was more as well, and hope there can still be. It's still on the podcast network, so anyone can listen in at any time. Hopefully just the content was interesting enough and deep enough to maintain someone's attention amongst all the other attention-grabbing things that are in the world at the moment.
I think with storytelling, I think that we took people on a narrative, and I also think that the topics we chose were and the way we approached them were surprising. There's a bit of kind of twists and turns in these stories, and people wouldn't have been so, they might have been familiar with, like we did one episode which was about the bicentennial in 1998, but the elements we spoke about people probably wouldn't be so aware. So we loved, and this is kind of Michael's great skill, is finding these kind of overlooked moments in history or characters or events, and then just kind of bring them back to the surface and look at the ways that they affected us. So it's like discovering the new, as well as just like this, storytelling, it keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Again, so you came up with the story, you got some people to talk to about the story, you got the music. How did you come up with the theme music?
boy. Well, we love the Knacks. So, local group, there's certainly an East Side connection there. Lloyd Swanton, of course, was on this station for years as a programmer. In our earlier guys, we actually interviewed the precursor of the Knacks, a group called the Benders. So,
Did you just say the Benders and the Knacks?
Yeah.
They followed each other.
I hadn't thought about that before.
It's extraordinary.
I'm making it sound a lot more thought out, but really, I guess the true answer is we just thought, oh, that sounds like a good piece of music. Yeah, let's go with that.
But
you know,
there's something hypnotic about it. Yeah. There's something mesmeric about it.
Yeah. Well, that's the Knacks as well. I mean, you go in the concert, it is just like being hypnotized.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
quite. Kind of what they're doing. Is I'm sure most people would know that they. This is all kind of composed in the moment. They kind of improvise everything. They start with a blank slate, and every piece, like this one, they just begin. And then what happens.
It rolls out.
Just captured in a moment of time. So their music is very atmospheric as well. And it's also easy to, as you've done here, talk over and under, and, you know, it kind of blends into the background nicely.
You obviously collaborated with a lot of people, a lot of individual people. How did you determine which stories you would take into the series? Was it the people who you had access to, or was it the story which drove? Was it the people who drove the story, or the story that drove the people?
The story that drove the people.
How did you get hold of the people in that case?
Bits and pieces. Rob had a lot to do with that. Finding out what we could. Thankfully, no one turned us down. So everyone we approached.
Yeah, so for instance, when we did an episode about the history of rock music in Australia, focusing on a character called Lee Gordon, who was a promoter in the 50s, and, you know, I mean, the internet's a wonderful thing. We found out that John Highfield was famous ABC, you know, the first ever presenter of PM. And a great journalist for many years. When he was a teenager back in the early 60s, worked as a kind of MC for Lee Gordon. And so, you know, I've always got this attitude that if you approach people, and we found it's always true that, and you would know this too, Alan, from this show, that people are happy to come in and have a chat, and if you make a, you know, and if you create a nice environment, you get great stuff from them. So John came into the studio and talked about his memories from the early 60s with Lee Gordon, and we had a kind of great hour with him or something like that. So, but we had the stories already. And that was really, to be honest, from Michael's bank of things he was interested in. And then we kind of from there built the content and then found people to talk to that stuff.
Best New Program is a pretty prestigious award to win when you consider the number of entries there were and the intensity of the competition for it. As a result of that, where do you envisage the intersection going next?
Well, there is this second series coming up, which in some ways will not be drastically different from season one. It will be themes of Australian history and where music has intersected. Longer, there'll be more episodes and a few new production techniques. It will be a move along. It will be an advance.
I was going to ask what the challenges were for the previous ones, but it seems that you've learnt from whatever they were in moving forward to the next series.
Yeah, there's a few when you hear it, you think, okay, well, we probably could have done that better at times. So we'll be putting some of those lessons to.
Yeah, season two will be. It'll be better because we'll be better at it, and we'll kind of know where we want to end up. We're kind of improvising our way through that first season.
Gee, well, if that's an improvisation.
Well, I mean, also, I mean, in the end it comes together, but the process was like a sausage factory.
Sure.
Yeah. You don't know what end up in the colouring for. And there's, you know, it's not never ending, but if you think about music and history, then there's just so many different stories you could tell. Particularly, obviously, about where we live here. So there's a lot of new themes, new ideas, new events that we're going to cover. You know, we've only done six so far. I think we're going to aim for eight in this next season.
You're going to aim for eight. It would be. When do you anticipate? excuse me. When do you anticipate that coming out?
Early next year. We'd get a approximately April next year.
So what are we now? We're in November. So you've got between November and April.
There's a lot of work.
We're currently in pre-production.
I wasn't actually referring to you. I was referring to my wonderful audience. If you haven't heard the first six series, which comprises the whole of episode one. Other way around. Okay. You've got a few months to get onto the website, and where is it, Michael? Where's the podcast?
Well, it's on eastsidefm.org.
Yep.
It's also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yep. Eastside FM is the good launching point.
Eastside FM is a wonderful launching point for a lot of things, not only brilliant award-winning series such as The Intersection, but also wonderful shows such as Monday Drive.
Oh, yeah, I'm a regular listener. You
know, of course, we used to enjoy appearing before Classical Beats as well on a Tuesday night. That's another great show.
There's another great program here. Classical Beats is 11 p.m. on Tuesday evenings, and that's well worth staying up for.
Yeah, the presenter's amazing.
I just can't bring his name to mind. But look, again, congratulations on behalf of the whole Eastside Radio community, Rob Margenberg and Michael Fisher, winners of the very prestigious Best New Show, and that was awarded by the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. And I'm delighted you could both come into the station and have a chat to us today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.